Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, migraines. They're a year-round thing. We have some at-home hacks for relief. Fall means trips to the apple orchard and pumpkin patch. We'll tell you which produce to pick and which to skip to maintain that healthy diet. Also, we recently wrapped up Bullying Prevention Month. You might think that's just about kids, but seniors can bully too. And finally, What did you say? If your hearing is starting to go, we'll tell you what a doctor might do for you and how hearing loss is connected to other health issues. Well, migraine headaches seem to pop up at the worst times. Stress, a woman's menstrual cycle, and even serious issues like a stroke can all cause migraines. Some things are tried and true for migraine prevention and treatment, like Advil, Aleve, or better sleep. But if you Google at-home hacks for headaches, you'll get some fact, but plenty of fiction. For example, does a warm or cold cloth on the head help? OSF APRN Amber Oberheim says, stick to cold.
One of the theories for migraines and why they happen is actually related to vasodilation and increased blood flow to your brain. And so we talk about using a cold compress, whether it's over your eyes or at the nape of your neck or at the top of your head. And the reason that that is a recommendation is because that cold sensation actually vasoconstricts blood vessels, thereby decreasing the blood flow.
What about caffeine? We're told to avoid it in excess for our overall health, but for headaches.
Medications within Excedrin migraine, caffeine is one of them. And caffeine has been proven to be effective sometimes in early management of migraine headache.
Vitamin B2 or magnesium can also help, or try hopping in the shower, but get the temperature right.
I could see if stress and tension, muscle tension, is creating a situation where maybe the patient has a tension headache, which leads into a migrainous type headache, where taking a warm shower or bath just to relax might actually help. However, if we're thinking about a classic migraine with the theory of increasing blood flow to the brain, taking a hot bath or shower might actually make it worse. So I think it's going to be one of those situations that will be patient specific. I don't think it ever hurts to try.
If your headache doesn't go away after a few days, or they suddenly get worse or more frequent, see a healthcare provider. In rare cases, a bad migraine can impact your vision and limb function. The next time you pick up some fall produce, keep these tips in mind to best work them into your diet. Pumpkins are high in vitamin A and C, says OSF dietitian Carly Zimmer. You can roast the fleshy inside or roast the pumpkin seeds.
I like to incorporate that pureed pumpkin in like something like a vanilla Greek yogurt, stirring it in there with a little cinnamon to give it a little bit of extra flavor. You can also replace either an egg for, I think it's 1/4 cup. Of pumpkin in recipes, or like 1 tablespoon of butter or oil for 1 tablespoon of pumpkin. So a 1-to-1 ratio to help reduce the fat content of different recipes.
Apples, potatoes, and pears are other healthy fall staples. Squash too.
Butternut squash is a good one because you can actually puree it and include it in different like pasta sauces. I've seen it incorporated in different like mac and cheese recipes. And really, you don't really know it's there, but it's adding, again, a lot of the potassium, the fiber, vitamin C, vitamin A.
If you're picking produce off the tree and it looks discolored or feels squishy, skip it. Pears are the exception, though, as they don't ripen on the tree. Press on the top of the pear, and if it gives a little, it's good to pick. Also, skip the sugary treats like caramel apples or pumpkin spice lattes.
If you like caramel apples, another way you can get caramel dip and then dip your apple. That way you're kind of in control of how much of that caramel you're getting, or share it with somebody.
It's like Mean Girls, but everyone is 80. That's a 2018 Associated Press headline on something you might not think happens: bullying in senior care homes. Shunning people from cafeteria tables, gossip, vandalism, scuffles, and residents checking their mail at night to avoid running into an unkind cohabitant are just some examples. Dr. Ari Lakritz is a psychologist at OSF who's taking a keen interest in mental health in older adults. He says some seniors can be bullies because they have an undiagnosed condition. For others, it's the old saying, old habits are hard to break.
The same types of personality dynamics, the same types of perhaps biases that these individuals hold, maybe as a product of the particular generation they grew up in, any types of biases or beliefs about individuals different than them, why would those go away just magically as they grow older?
Dr. Lakritz says there's no one-size-fits-all solution to this, but he says it starts with the caregivers.
A clinician not just reacting to different problems in the facility, but proactively rounding around the facility, speaking with residents at least for a few minutes each day, as well as having a really good referral system set up to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, another type of clinician, if mental health concerns really do become a problem with individuals in that facility.
Facilities can do things like hold anger management classes, not allow residents to claim things in common areas, and have an anti-bullying clause in the lease. Families should check in on their elderly loved ones. Watch for changes in mood, ask how they're doing, drop in for lunch and observe things. If your loved one has a sudden desire to move out, that's a red flag. Well, this is one instance where silence is not golden. We just wrapped up Audiology Awareness Month, and experts are telling you that hearing loss can affect any age and it can lead to other health problems. OSF audiologist Dr. Madison Sujaz says if you can't hear, you might stop going places.
Depression and social isolation are an increased problem for people with hearing loss because they can find it more difficult to follow a conversation in a group setting. They may hear one thing that was totally different than what was said, and then eventually start to disengage from conversations.
That's the time to think about a hearing aid.
There is a stigma to hearing aids. I think it comes from previously older generations would wait until their hearing was really bad to start wearing hearing aids, where now younger generations find themselves more proactive in healthcare and look into things sooner and start treatment sooner.
She says hearing aids are more advanced these days, with many of them fitting in the ear and not noticeable. And experts remind you again, if you're in a loud place like a concert, fireworks show, or just mowing the lawn, use earplugs or headphones. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. For podcasts of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.